It is not getting on. It says the host has stopped it.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Mangalore Chemicals and Fertilizer Limited and SKP Securities to this financial result webinar. We have with us Mr. Nitin Kandak, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Muralidharan, CFO. All participants' lines have been muted and this webinar has been recorded for compliance reasons. We'll have the opening remarks and the presentation from Mr. Kandak and Mr. Muralidharan, followed by a question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kandak.
Thank you, Mr. Nikhil, for this conference call, and very good morning to all. Warm welcome to all of you attending this call. Let me give you a short overview of the agriculture scenario and fertilizer business environment, followed by MCFL performance for the quarter and the year. In the backdrop of good monsoon for the fourth successive year, as per the second advance estimates for the year 2022-23, India is poised to post record food grain production of 323.6 million metric tons, an increase of nearly 8 million metric tons over previous year. IMD has predicted normal monsoon, which is 96% of long period average for this year, whereas Skymet has predicted below normal monsoon, around 94% of long period average. As far as the fertilizer business environment is concerned, the trend of reduction in the international prices of finished fertilizers and fertilizer inputs continued for the quarter. In the last 1 year, DAP prices are down 42% to about $530-$540 per metric ton. Urea prices are down almost 53%, down to around $330 per ton. P2O5 prices are down 43% to $970 per ton. And ammonia prices are down 68%. Between $300 to $330 per ton. All India urea sales for the quarter were down 5.6% to 7.6 million metric tons compared to Q4 last year. Urea sales year on year were up 4.5% to 35.7 million metric tons. All India DAP sales for the quarters were down 1.9% to 1.3 million metric tons and year on year higher by 13.6% at 10.5 million metric tons. All India NP-NPK sales for the quarter were up 5% at 2.1 million metric tons and for the year down 12%. To about 10.1 million metric ton. And all India MOP sales for the quarter were down 36% to 2.44 lakh metric tons. And for the year, down 24% to 1.87 million metric tons. Coming to MCFL marketing area, comprising of the states of Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Maharashtra, and Kerala, industry urea sales in MCFL market for the quarter were up 21% to 26 lakh metric ton compared to Q4 financial year 22. Whereas MCFL sales increased by 33% to 1.22 lakh metric ton over Q4 financial year 22. Industry DAP sales for the quarter in MCFL market increased by 71% from 4 lakh metric ton to 6.9 lakh metric ton, whereas MCFL DAP sales increased 24% to 36,000 metric ton from 29,000 metric ton in Q4 financial year 22. NP-NPK industry sales for the quarter increased by 43%. To 16.15 lakh metric ton, whereas MCFL NP sales increased to 64,000 metric tons from just about 1,000 metric ton in Q4 financial year 22. On the plant operations front, after energy improvement project implementation in Q2, ammonia and urea plants operated continuously at lower urea energy level, and we finished the year with 3.32 lakh metric tons of urea. On the phosphatic front, during the quarter, NPDAK plant were operated continuously till March 20th, when we took annual turnaround for our maintenance jobs. Production for the quarter was 67,000 metric ton, and for the year was 2.3 lakh metric ton. Coming to our financial performance, as in Q3, we have come out with another robust performance in Q4. This was possible due to higher sales in Q4 and also handsome margins both on urea and phosphatic fertilizers. MCFL has registered a revenue growth of INR 1164 crores for the quarter, growing 62% over Q4 financial year 22. And this is almost same as in the previous quarter. For the year, the revenue growth is INR 3642 crores, which is 26% higher than financial year 22. For the quarter, MCFL has posted EBITDA of INR 139 crores compared to INR 32 crores in Q4 financial year 22. A growth of 334%. EBITDA for the year is INR 340 crores compared to INR 235 crores in financial year 22, a growth of 45%. Profit before tax for the quarter is INR 92 crores against INR 4 crores in Q4 financial year 22. Profit before tax for the year is INR 176 crores against INR 135 crores in financial year 22. Profit after tax for the year is INR 135 crores, which is a 53% increase year on year. This is the best ever annual performance in over 50 years history of MCFL. I will now hand over to our CFO, Mr. Muralidharan, to give you a detailed presentation on our financial performance. Thank you.
Sir, please take over. You can share your presentation.
Thank you, sir, for your introduction. Is my screen visible to all of you?
Yes, the screen is visible.
Nikhil, is my presentation visible?
Yeah, it is visible.
Your presentation is visible.
Yeah. Good morning to all of you. We welcome to the investor presentation for the performance for the quarter ending that was March 2023, and for the year ended, that was March 2023. In this presentation, we shall cover the highlights of Q4 and year ended FY23 and some past annual performance. During the financial year, Ammonia Energy Improvement Project successfully commissioned in September 22. And ammonia and urea production tons per day ramped up post-commissioning. In respect of DAP and NPK, we optimized the operations by suitable product mix in view of the viability and availability of critical raw materials. We shall now move to the highlights of Q4 and the year-ended FY23. With corresponding quarter and year ended FY22. This was broadly touched base by my CEO, Mr. Nitin Kantak. Nevertheless, we'll receive with the graphical presentation. Revenue went up by 62% during the quarter and 26% for the year ended FY23 compared to the previous year. EBITDA also increased by 334% for the quarter and 45% for the year ended FY23 compared to the previous year. For the first time, we have crossed the EBITDA at the post the 300 crores mark. As regards PBT and PAT, we have registered an increase of 2,103% and 2,163% respectively during the quarter, and an increase of 30% and 53% respectively during FY23 compared to the previous year, primarily on account of commissioning of AIP project during second quarter of FY23. Now we present the details of production, sales and revenue. The production and sale of urea is 1.24 lakh metric tons in Q4 FY23 compared to production of 0.94 lakh metric tons and sale of 0.93 lakh metric tons in Q4 FY22. The production and sale of urea is 3.32 lakh metric tons and 3.31 lakh metric tons respectively during FY23 compared to production of 4.29 lakh tons and sale of 4.31 lakh tons during FY22. As regards complex fertilizers, we have sold 1 lakh tons in Q4 FY23 compared to 0.3 lakh metric tons in Q4 FY22. Also, we have sold 2.83 lakh metric tons in FY23 compared to 2.66 lakh metric tons in FY22. Now we shall discuss on the revenue from operations. As far as revenue from operations, revenue from urea is rupees 588 crores for Q4 FY23 as against 485 crores in Q4 FY22. Revenue from urea for the full year FY23 is rupees 1,797 crores as against 1,653 crores in FY22. This is despite the reduction in the volumes on account of increase in the prices of gas. Coming to revenue from non-urea business, we have registered revenue of rupees 576 crores in Q4 FY23 as against 234 crores in Q4 FY22. Coming to the full year basis, we have registered a growth in revenue of non-urea business at rupees 1,845 crores in FY23 as against 1,243 crores in FY22. Now we shall look at some of the data points of the financial position. The net worth is rupees 803 crores at the end of March 23 as against rupees 683 crores at the end of March 22, registering an accretion of rupees 120 crores. As far as the long-term debt, there is an increase of rupees 139 crores in March 23 over March 22. This is primarily on account of the loan availed for the ammonia energy improvement project, which is commissioned in the current financial year after factoring the repayment of some existing long-term loans. Coming to short-term debt, which is working capital, is at rupees 1,001 crores at the end of March 23 as against rupees 1,124 crores end of March 22. The short-term surplus was rupees 366 crores at the end of Q4 FY23 as against 557 crores at the end of FY22. By virtue of this, we are able to reduce the working borrowing and manage the requirement of the liquidity. Coming to receivables, in bulk fertilizer industry, there are two types of receivables: subsidies from Government of India and receivables from market dealers. As regards the market debtors, it is rupees 124 crores at the end of FY23 as against rupees 88 crores at the end of FY22. Coming to subsidy receivables, it is rupees 634 crores at the end of FY23 as against rupees 577 crores at the end of FY22. We want to give some details of the subsidies disbursed during the current financial year and last financial year. We have received rupees 888 crores during Q4 FY23, and for the full year FY23, we received 2,640 crores as subsidies. In comparison to, we received 806 crores of subsidy in Q4 of FY22 and rupees 1,708 crores for the full year FY22. This demonstrates that the government is able to disperse the subsidies in regular intervals and throughout the year so that we are able to improve the liquidity position. Now we shall look at some past annual performance. The revenue from operations was at the levels of 3,000 crores in FY19. It's got increased to 3,600 crores in FY23. Coming to EBITDA, you can see from the levels of 200 crores in FY19, we have been able to maintain the EBITDA during difficult times in the last 4-3 years and able to improve it to rupees 340 crores in FY23. While PBT has improved from the levels of 50 crores to rupees 176 crores in FY23 due to receipt of natural gas in FY21 and successful commissioning of ammonia energy improvement project in FY23. In respect of PAT, similarly, we have been able to improve from rupees 33 crores in FY19, okay, to rupees 135 crores in FY23. The cash profit has improved from rupees 72 crores in FY19 to rupees 194 crores in FY23. Earnings per share has improved from rupees 3 per share in FY19 to rupees 11 per share in FY23. We could see that the total receivables have come down from the levels of rupees 1,564 crores in FY19 to the levels of rupees 757 crores, which is almost 50% reduction. This is possible on account of improved liquidity in the market and significant reduction in subsidy receivables due to fiscal stimulus given in FY21 during COVID-19 to clear subsidy arrears, and continued additional support given in FY22 and FY23 by Government of India, and timely disbursements of subsidies. We expect this similar trend going forward. We shall look at the details of production and sale of urea. We are able to consistently produce to the levels of 3.8 lakh tons per annum, which is our resource capacity. However, in current financial year, FY23, there's a reduction in production due to plant shutdown for implementation of energy improvement project, as already explained to you. The trend in sale of P&K fertilizers is based on availability and viability in this vertical. Coming to the overview of MCO operations as regards the location of the plant, products manufactured, the capacities, marketing territories, and the brand. We carry this slide, what we call more relevant to the first-time participants. Okay, the plant is situated at Mangalore, West Coast, opposite Mangalore Port, and our present capacity of urea is 3.8 lakh tons, which is our resource capacity, whereas the capacity of DAP and other complex is 2.8 lakh tons per annum. We also do trading in MOP and DAP based on market opportunity and business viability. We operate in the states of Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Maharashtra. We sell about 77% of our sales in Karnataka, 1% in Kerala, 11% in Tamil Nadu, 7% in Andhra Pradesh, 1% in Telangana, and 3% in Maharashtra. We sell under the brand Jai Kisan Mangalam. The major significant event in this financial year is the successful commissioning of the ammonia energy project in Q2, and we are able to post an impressive performance in Q3 of PBT at 97 crores, followed by another quarter of Q4, the profit at 92 crores. We thank you for your time.
Thank you, Murthy sir. Your presentation was really very insightful. Friends, now we'll start with the Q&A session. We'll wait for a couple of minutes, let some questions line up, and we can get started. Anyone who wishes to ask question, request you to please raise your hand. We will unmute you and take your question. Friends, anyone who wishes to ask a question, request you to please raise your hand. We'll unmute you and we'll take your question. The first question is from Mr. Gopal Agarwal from HDFC Mutual Fund. Sir, please unmute you. Sir, you are unmuted. Gopal, sir, you are unmuted. We can't hear you.
I have unmuted myself, actually.
Now we can hear you, sir.
Yeah. So, good morning and many congratulations for excellent results, sir. I wanted to understand in terms of energy consumption, where are we at this point of time at the exit of March in terms of GCAL per metric ton? And wanted to understand on the DAP side, how these, the margins between the rock phosphate and phosphoric acid is behaving, though I know it may not be applicable for you, but generally understanding the industry scenario worldwide, how the rock market and, the phosphoric acid price behavior on DAP side. Thank you very much.
Totally, I'll take this.
Yeah, please, sir.
Yeah. So, we were operating at the energy level of 6.2 to 6.25 gigacalorie per metric ton prior to implementation of the energy improvement project. Post energy improvement project, we have been able to bring down the energy to a level like in quarter four, we have urea energy of 5.6 gigacalorie per ton of urea. We are yet to reach 5.5. Minor teething issues are there, which are being addressed, and shortly we'll be at 5.5. For the year, our total urea energy was 5.875 gigacalorie per ton of urea. So that is your first question.
Yeah.
Regarding your second question, as you are aware, we don't have a phosphoric acid plant. Ours is not an integrated facility. It is only on imported phosphoric acid.
Right.
Those who are having integrated facility where you have your own sulfuric acid plant and phosphoric acid plant, there's a big advantage. And the margins, what you can get from DAP will be much higher, at least about 3,000 to 4,000 rupees per ton higher than what margins we are able to get on imported phosphoric acid.
So, sir, just wanted to take one step ahead. Means at this point of time, as we are seeing, the phosphoric acid availability is improving. So, generally, how the conversion margins are, and any thought on revision of subsidy from the government? Thanks.
Yeah, actually, current margins have been quite attractive. For the last financial year, we had margins of around 5,500 on our 2020. You know, our focus has been on 2020 zero production most of the year. In fact, we produce around 2 lakh metric tons for the whole year. And we had a very less DAP production done. And the margins contributions were only about 2,500 per metric tons or so in that range. Mm-hmm. So current phosphoric acid price for this quarter is $970 per metric ton, and it is on the downward trend. And as you mentioned, the subsidies are yet to be declared by the government. NBS is yet to be declared. for the this financial year, and we expect it is to be shortly declared, and accordingly, we will maintain our margins around 3,500 to 4,000 a ton on DAP and 2020.
Sure. And sir, just to understand in detail on your urea profitability, means as we our incentive starts from what level of GKL per metric ton, means at your level of capacity, and now you are using gas.
We are getting very handsome margin on urea at the moment, even at this current energy level. But our margins were more driven by the natural gas prices, which have been on the higher side in the last financial year. And we got quite decent margins, almost on an average around 9,000 rupees a ton in the last financial year. But mainly one is, of course, because of reduction in the urea energy per ton, as well as very high natural gas prices, over the last 1 year. And now the natural gas prices are softening. It has already come down to around $17 per MMBTU. The average for last financial year was around $19 per MMBTU, $19.5.
Okay.
So now it is already coming down. As of now, it is around $17 per MMBTU.
What I want to understand, on the sustainable basis, this 9,000 rupees per metric ton, will it sustain, or how do you see, we will stabilize? That is my main questions to understand.
This year also, we expect it to be in the range of around 9,000 rupees a ton. Because we are going to go down to 5.5 gigacalorie per ton energy level, or even lower. Right now we have some limitation in the plant, which is going to be addressed by September. Post September, we will be operating at 5.5 or below 5.5. So, and that will give us the advantage and allow us to maintain our margins around 9,000 a ton, despite the gas prices going down.
Excellent, sir. And many congratulations. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
Sir, can I add on to supplement Mr. Kantak? Okay.
Yeah, what, please go ahead.
The levels quoted by Mr. Kantak is the gross contribution levels. The EBITDA will be what I call another 3,000 rupees be taken off. Okay. So the EBITDA levels is around 7,000 rupees. Okay. It's not that what I call contribution is EBITDA. Okay. So the EBITDA will be around 7,000 rupees. The same levels will be what I call we expect to maintain this current financial year FY24. What I call despite the improvement in the area what I call energy consumption, we are able to see what we call try to achieve. And with the reduction in the gas prices, which you could see the trend is about $15.5 per MMBTU for the April, May. That is a trend going on. I mean, the fuel prices are already at $75 per barrel. But it's not able to breach the $80 mark. So despite this particular flip side, we'll be able to maintain the EBITDA around 6,500 to 7,000 rupees per ton.
Great. Thanks for clarification.
Thanks.
Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gopal, sir. The next question is from Kaushal Kedia. Kaushal, please unmute yourself.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, yes.
Yeah, sir, can you give, I'm sorry, I joined the call a little late. What is your guidance for FY24?
We do not give any guidance. And excuses, okay.
Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question, request you to please raise your hand. The next question is from Vineet Agarwal. Vineet, please unmute yourself.
Good morning, sir. And congratulations on the good set of numbers. Sir, I have a few questions. First of all, can you provide us the breakup between... Hello. Can you please provide us the breakup between manufacturing and trading volumes?
Yeah. This year, actually, you know, we have done very less of trading because, you know, the market was very uncertain throughout the year. And the margins on DAP, which is our normal import, was very less. We have only imported just two vessels of DAP during last year. And, you know, that quantity was also quite smaller, around 40,000. Out of that, we have converted almost 30,000 tons, nearly 30,000. Murli can give you correct figures. Yeah. Around 30,000 tons of sales out of this will be all imported traded fertilizers. Rest all is all manufactured.
Yeah.
Okay. And we finished with sales of 6,14,000 tons for the year.
To add on to Mr. Kantak, sorry to interrupt you, sir. We have sold 5,84,000 tons of manufactured fertilizers. As briefed by Mr. Kantak, we have sold 30,000 tons of DAP, taking to 6,14,000 tons.
Sir, what is the targeted number for trading volumes for FY24? Any targeted number?
Yeah, we are looking at a figure of 1,10,000 tons imports. That is what we are budgeting. And we are hopeful of achieving that because the market scenario has much improved now. With the commodity price going down, we are in a much better situation. And we are confident that we'll be able to meet that requirement. In fact, we already imported one vessel of DAP, 33,000 tons already being imported. And it is will be received in the month of June. And we also imported a vessel of 10-26-26, which will also be received in June. That is about 10,000 tons. So 40,000 tons import we have already taken action on, and we are hopeful of you know, reaching at least 1,10,000 tons minimum of imports for this year.
So to this our focus of will be more of 10-26-26, or it will be more of that? How
it will be more. Yeah, it will be more of diammonium phosphate, but you know, since we don't have any NPKs in our portfolio, we are importing some quantity of 10-26-26 also, you know, to support our market.
Okay, sir. So, sir, my next question is on the revenue side. Our revenue is almost equivalent to a quarter three revenue, as you have also mentioned in your opening statement. Though our Q4 is a leaner quarter in comparison to Q3. So any specific reason why our revenues are high during Q4?
It's similar to Q3. Murli, you can give more details about.
Can you repeat your question if you don't mind, Vinit?
Sir. Generally, Q3 is the busiest period for the industry because of Rabi season, Rabi demand, and Q4 is the leaner season. So, still our Q4 revenue is more or less equivalent to Q3 revenue. So, any specific reason why it is that high?
See, we have improved our volumes of sales, okay, by ramping up the production of NPK, NP, we only manufacture DAP and N20, as you know. And we had challenges in procuring raw materials because the prices were doing correction in the first half of FY23. By virtue of that, we were unable to source the raw materials, which got stabilized when the prices started softening from Q3 FY23. So then by virtue of that, we were able to position our raw material sourcing, and we are able to get the production rate up. Okay, and urea also, we are after the teething troubles in Q3 here and there, we are able to consistently produce. This is a significant what you call reason on account of the what you call quantity of sales, as well as on account of the commodity prices compared to the earlier years. Okay.
Okay, sir. Needed a confirmation on margin pattern, which Mr. Kantak gave earlier. 5,500 metric tons per metric ton we have for NP20, 2,500 per metric ton on DAP. This is for quarter four?
It's the contributions I was talking about.
No, sir, I'll explain, sir. Okay. See, around 3,000 rupees is the our EBITDA per ton of DAP, and 4,000 rupees per ton for N20. These are the levels. The details given by Mr. Kantak is the gross contribution. This is the EBITDA is after providing for fixed cost allocable to this particular product.
Okay, so 3,000 and 4,000 for quarter four.
Yes.
And sir, can you also tell me about urea? EBITDA per ton?
Yeah, 6,500 rupees per ton. Okay.
And all these, all the three 3,000, 4,000, 6,500 are maintainable going forward or it will be, I mean, depending how it will be.
Yeah, it's difficult. Mr. Kantak explained during the introduction and other during the Q&A, it's very difficult to predict. You saw a super cycle of the prices commodities. Started from the what you call in FY22, okay, continued for about close to 18 months and started softening. Because then it is all depends on the final prices, what is subsidy is going to be offered by the government for this post factoring the reduction prices, and what is the market demand is going to be, and all different factors. It's endeavor to maintain and improve, okay. And very difficult to commit a particular that season. The guidance is not possible in the industry because it is dependent on vagaries of this market and the market what are called cost drivers, the profit drivers are multiple. So our endeavor is to maintain at least the levels what we achieved, okay, and to improve on, okay. But very difficult to give guidance at this point in time. And the market outlook is very positive, and the rains and monsoon predictions are in line with what I call the either at the normal or marginally below normal rainfall on long period average. It augurs well for the industry.
And sir, lastly, can you please provide us the pool gas price once again for quarter four as well as FY24?
Which one I didn't get you? Please.
Pool gas price. NG pool price you want for the quarter and for the year.
Okay. For the quarter, it was around $17 per MMBTU on the gross GCV basis. And the area as a whole is about $19.5.
And sir, how much is it is currently?
Now it's currently down to $15.5.
And sir, last one question, if you allow me again. IFFCO has launched a nano DAP recently. So how do you see this development on for the industry as a whole and as well as MCFL?
As of now, MCFL is not looking at going into nano urea or nano DAP. This is a good development for the country going forward. At the group level, our another company, which is Zuari Farm Hub Limited, is already working on this and are going to come with nano urea and maybe nano DAP also in a short time. But as of now, we are not looking at this. This is very positive for the fertilizer for the agriculture. And going forward, it can help reduce the imports of DAP into India. However, it is not going to affect the current manufacturing units, manufacturing chemical fertilizers.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all for my side.
Thank you.
Friends, if you have any question to ask, please raise your hand. Since we have no more questions, I would like to now hand over the webinar to Mr. Kantak for his closing remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nikhil. Thank to all the participating in this session and putting up very insightful questions. As I informed you in my opening remark, this year's performance is the best ever in over 50 years operating history of MCFL. Despite lower production levels, in the year gone by, we were short both on urea production due to implementation of the energy improvement project in our ammonia plant and short on DAP 2020-013 production due to raw material constraints. We also could not do significant trading activity due to very low or negative contributions. So as the finished fertilizer and input prices have softened due to improvement in the geopolitical situation, we are now looking forward to fully utilizing our production capacity for financial year 24. Also, we are planning DAP, NPK and MOP imports and looking at a sales target of around 9 lakh tons for financial year 24, which would be almost 1.5 times the sales of financial year 23. So I assure all the investors that we are committed to perform well and very hopeful of surpassing financial year 23 performance in the current year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.